Listening 49. The environment. We definitely are. We are destroying our planet, which results in its warming and environmental changes such as the melting of the ice caps and rising seawater levels. People cut down rainforests, which are considered to be the lungs of the earth. This causes deforestation. They form landfills, which lead to water and soil pollution. They hunt and kill animals and destroy their natural habitat in such a way that many endangered species are dying out. Exhaust fumes, acid rain, CFCs, and oil spills pollute the planet. The greenhouse effect is a natural process for the Earth, as it prevents heat that is produced from escaping into the atmosphere. But as a consequence of human activity, with greenhouse gases such as freons, water vapor, methane, or carbon dioxide, being let into the atmosphere in excessive amounts, the effect is made stronger, which results in our planet warming up, and subsequently in changes to the global climate. Freons are harmful to the ozone layer, allowing dangerous ultraviolet rays to approach the Earth. We should use public transport and walk or ride bicycles more. We should recycle rubbish and use recycled paper, plant trees and reforest new areas. We should limit the burning of coal as fuel and use alternative sources of power. We should use natural materials such as wood, etc. We should buy environmentally friendly products, such as detergents, etc., save energy, use unleaded petrol, and restrict the use of aerosols. Burning coal is not very friendly to our environment. More modern power stations should be built. There are other sources of energy: wind power, water power, solar energy, nuclear energy, etc. Recycling is separating waste from the home and reusing most of it. We should separate organic waste and reuse it in the garden compost, and separate paper and cardboard, glass and plastic bottles. There are recycling banks nearly everywhere. There are many animals threatened with extinction, for example, mountain gorillas, whales, rhinos, elephants, etc. Endangered species should be protected against poachers and looked after in nature reserves. All this should start at school, and even small children should be taught about protecting wildlife and conserving our planet.